From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Defense attorneys in Donald Trump's hush money trial are grilling former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker today, trying to distance Trump's involvement in what Pecker testified was a scheme to catch and kill negative stories and alleged affairs involving Trump during and after the 2016 election. ABC News legal contributor Kim Whaley.
They have to show Donald Trump had an intent to defraud. And so I think defense number one is, listen, he wasn't really part of it, so he couldn't have had the intent. It was other folks. Number two is they have to show intent to commit some other crime or conceal another crime. And that would be a violation of election laws. And they'd say, listen, even if Donald Trump was part of it, this was just what people do and it had nothing to do with the election.
A virtual meeting today between Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and the allies that make up the Ukraine Defense Contact Group. It comes after nearly $61 billion in military aid was passed and signed by President Biden for Ukraine. Austin says Ukraine is in dire need of more defense systems.
If Putin got his way in Ukraine, his fellow autocrats would draw a dangerous lesson. And the whole world would become more chaotic and insecure.
The Pentagon says it will send more U.S. Patriot systems. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in China talking with his counterpart on Russia and trade. One topic that did not come up, the possible ban on China-owned TikTok.
This week's package of foreign aid bills, including a provision giving Chinese parent company ByteDance 1 year to sell TikTok or face a United States ban of the app. Now ByteDance putting cold water on a report that a sale could be forthcoming. The company publishing a screenshot of the report stamped with the Chinese characters for rumor, adding, quote, foreign media news about ByteDance's exploration of selling TikTok is not true, and ByteDance has no plans to sell TikTok. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Severe storms still on the march across the southeast and Midwest. Those severe storms will continue into the weekend. You're listening to ABC News. King Charles will be returning to some of his public duties. That announcement made by Buckingham Palace today.
The 75-year-old monarch is still undergoing cancer treatment, and each engagement will be reviewed on an ad hoc basis. A palace spokesperson tells ABC News this can happen because doctors are sufficiently pleased with the progress he's made so far. Some events, it said, will be adapted where necessary to minimize any risks to his continued recovery.
ABC's Tom Rivers in London. First responders in Everett, Washington say three babies have overdosed on fentanyl this week.
All of the cases have been separate, all believed to have been babies coming across fentanyl in their homes and putting it in their mouths. One baby died. Another 11-month-old was found unresponsive and was given Narcan and recovered. Seth lives in Everett, and it makes him angry.
It does say something. I mean, there definitely needs to be a responsibility of the parents.
Everett police say they're investigating all three cases. Nobody has been arrested. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A Romanian court ruling that the trial of internet personality Andrew Tate can begin. Tate and his brother were indicted last year for human trafficking, rape, and forming a criminal gang to sexually exploit women on those charges. The Tates have denied the allegations and are appealing the decision. The brothers also face allegations of sexual aggression in Britain dating back to 2012. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.